We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and his guest tonight will be Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest tonight, Saints defensive coordinator Joe Woods. And then Monday Night Football right afterwards, Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Giants. You can hear it right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Big John.
Where you at, Big John?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. And where you at, Ms. Grant? Okay. Well, look, let me first offer a very simple solution for the Anthony Richardson situation in Indianapolis. Make him go and stay with Kellen Winslow for about a week. And that image of Kellen Winslow essentially being carried off the field after the epic in Miami in 1982. Or you could just constantly show him and make him look at a photograph of Y.A. Tittle kneeling bloody on the turf at Pitt Stadium back in 1964. And maybe that'll, you know, knock some sense into his head about what is expected of an NFL quarterback. Because y'all are absolutely right. I mean, that is knuckleheadedness at its highest to just go in and to come out and admit.
Now, why admit it even if it was true?
Right, exactly. Why admit it? I mean, that's knuckleheadedness. But let me turn to the Saints. You know, tomorrow, guys, is the 95th anniversary of the start of the Great Depression. And I think I know after this weekend of LSU and Saints football what being greatly depressed really is. Because, you know, guys, when we were still looking for a winning season back in the late 70s and the early 80s, and then, you know, we'd inevitably get our hopes dashed. You know, there was always something comforting in the idea of waiting till next year because, you know, there was hope there. But, you know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees allowed us to taste the, you know, the final fruits of victory with the Super Bowl and with, you know, being a contender for year in and year out. Just like Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning did with the Colts. And it's simply dissatisfying to us to have to fall back into also-ran status. And it's galling what I saw happening yesterday, especially. I told y'all it was sickening. I mean, I could give a game ball to Alvin Kamara because he did not for a moment let his new contract get into his head. And he played tough ball yesterday for 122 yards. And that was one spectacular carry he did after he got stopped cold. But, you know, aside from some good defensive plays along the line at times, it seemed to me whenever there was a chance to really make a play or keep a drive going, there's a drop pass, or there's a protection breakdown, or there's a breakdown in coverage, or there's a penalty. And it makes me suspicious as all hell, because if this is not the fault of the coaching staff to have the team ready for situations like this, then the players are subtly letting everyone know that they're not playing for this head coach anymore. And Bobby, I know you got to dance a delicate dance on the coaches show, but I hope you kind of bring that up to Dennis Allen when you ask him about that on, you know, during the coaches show today.
So what you want to bring up, Big John? Say it again. What you want? I'll ask him. What you want to bring up?
Say it again so he can write it down.
Sure, absolutely. I said, you know, if the breakdowns that we saw yesterday, okay, the drop passes, the penalties, the breakdown in, you know, quarterback protection. You know, are the players letting you know that they're not playing for you anymore?
Okay, but I think they asked that question in the locker room after the last loss against Denver, and the players said that, no, we're playing for Dennis Allen. That does not come into play. But I'll ask him again if you want me to.
I mean, you can. I mean, look, hey, what you say to the reporter and everything, obviously that's going to be, you know, taken back up the line toward Mickey Loomis and Dennis Loscher. But I mean, you know, it just, I don't know. I was sickened by what I saw yesterday. It was a lethargic performance by the team.
Sense of urgency. You know, Big John, there's no sense of urgency. You know, does it seem like that? You don't want the fan base to be complacent. I know that's one thing. It's like, oh, well, it is what it is.
But to not care.
Yeah, to not care.
Yeah. We're getting close to that.
Yeah.
And we are getting close to that.
And it's going to be interesting to see, but I think it's going to be a full house because it's Atlanta, the next home game. But we're playing at Carolina and we're playing Atlanta. So, Mike, look at the schedule. Who do we play at home that could be a team that we don't traditionally play?
Well, you play
after
Cleveland.
Atlanta. Is Cleveland
Browns.
After Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, could be like, yeah, and while you lay an egg against Carolina and Atlanta, that'd be interesting to see who shows up if the Cleveland's coming to town in the Dome. And I'm just telling you, you have this disgruntled fan base, and all of a sudden, you have 45,000, 50,000 people showing up. And they might say, oh, it's sold out. I don't think it's sold out. You know, that's where you don't want to get.
Well, they got the money already because paid.
Right. But I mean,
but people showing up.
Who's actually in the Dome? Yeah.
Get more people. You could get more people from Atlanta at the game than there would be Saints fans because of the way.
Because they're all on the bandwagon. Because
they winning.
Atlanta's winning. No, they're going to travel. They're going to be on the bandwagon for sure.
Yeah. Big John, I told this to Bob on the pregame. Man, I don't know about Kirk Cousins, but. I always thought he really played well against
Kirk Cousins.
No, he always played well against the Saints. But, man, against Tampa, the ball barely touched the ground with him. I mean, he was dead on.
Just look at the two games. I said this in the summer. Watch what Kirk Cousins – ain't no Desmond Ridder. Watch what Kirk Cousins is going to mean to Atlanta. You know, Mike, I've always been a Kirk Cousins
fan. No, you have. You always have.
And you know,
because I think he reminds you of you.
But you know, even a better version of that would be he reminds Arthur Blank of Matt Ryan.
Yep.
And then Matt Ryan take Atlanta to the Super Bowl. And look how so close but so far. We all know how they spent the bid on that one. So I'm telling you, that's why. But the one thing, they kind of still on that roller coaster, a convincing win. But you never know the NFL. Seattle went to Atlanta and crushed them. Then Buffalo goes to Seattle and crushes the Seahawks. I mean, it's like the NFL is crazy. I mean,
when we come back because we got Coach Rebo, but you can explain this. Why certain guys play so much better against somebody else, a certain teams. Kirk Cousins has really played well against the Saints, and he's done the exact same thing to the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
but look what he did against Seattle. That wasn't a good performance
at all. So that's why, and that's the NFC South. They keep playing good against the Saints and the Bucs. That's good for us.